Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today, we'll be listening to a new Seattle group from the 2015 Earshot Jazz Festival. The quintet is co-led by saxophonist Mark Taylor and pianist Dawn Clement, who both contribute original music to the group. Mark and Dawn are joined by Phil Sparks on bass and Byron Van Noy on drums, plus special guest Russ Johnson on trumpet in this performance recorded in October at Tula's. All except the trumpet player are core players on the Seattle jazz scene, and this is the debut performance of this group, which is named Lineup. Saxophonist Mark Taylor grew up in the Seattle area via Roosevelt High and the University of Washington Music Department, and he holds a master's degree from the Manhattan School of Music. He plays with several different groups, including the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and he teaches privately. Pianist Dawn Clement came up through the high school band in Vancouver, Washington, and began sitting in on the Portland jam sessions. She went on to Cornish College and, on graduation, joined the faculty there. She's completing a master's in composition at Vermont College of Fine Arts, and bassist Phil Sparks and drummer Byron Van Noy are both busy first-call players who lend their strengths to many different Seattle groups. Joining Lineup on this Earshot gig at Tula's in Seattle is trumpet player Russ Johnson, who's now active and leading his own quartet on the Chicago scene after some two decades of activity in New York. He's toured and performed with Lee Konitz, Steve Swallow, Bill Frisell, and Joe Lovano, among others. Russ Johnson and Mark Taylor became musical friends when they were both in the master's program in the Manhattan School of Music. As a matter of fact, this piece of music we're about to hear is something they played at their graduation exercises. It's a composition by Lee Konitz, which is based on the standard What Is This Thing Called Love? Lee Konitz called his line Subconsciously. Thank you.
Yeah, Byron Vinoy.
Exuberant performance of a tune by Lee Konitz called Subconsciously, played by this group at the Earshot Jazz Festival at Tula's. You're listening to Mark Taylor on alto and Don Clement on piano, Russ Johnson on trumpet with Phil Sparks, and Byron Vinoy on bass and drums. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Mark Taylor.
Thank you. We're going to pull out an original here. This is one of mine, wrote several years ago. It's entitled Foreshadow, and it appears on one of my CDs entitled After Hours. Hope you enjoy this one. It's Foreshadow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Foreshadow. We've got one more of this set. Having a great time playing music for you. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. This is a blast for us. How about a one more time for Dawn Clement, who you got to stick around. You're going to hear her sing in the next set, and it's awesome. Again, for Russ Johnson on the trumpet. Byron Vinoy. Phil Sparks. Mark Taylor. Jim Wilkie over there, thank you for your work. John Gilbreth, wherever you are. And Tulis, stick around. We have another set of music.
You're listening to highlights from a performance during the recent Earshot Jazz Festival recorded at Tulis in Seattle with Mark Taylor, the alto saxophonist, and Don Clement on piano, fronting the group lineup, with guest Russ Johnson on trumpet, Phil Sparks bass, and Byron Vinoy on drums. That was a composition by Mark Taylor called Foreshadow. Originals by Dawn Clement are coming up next as Jazz Northwest continues from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Dawn Clement.
It's our special treat to be playing as part of the Earshot Festival tonight, and we're doubly excited to have Russ Johnson joining us on this. We're going to open with a song of mine that was originally written for string quartet and voice, and this will be our first time trying it for this configuration. It's called Counting. We hope you dig it. One, two, He's lost the sun and now he's running back after it's over, racing the darkness that keeps creeping in. He's looking for escape from demons who lie deep within. Forgets the fire that keeps him on again. You'll never be alone. This may not be what you call home, no. Can't you rest for a moment? Gone shooting star in the night, another place, another day. Thank you. you'll never be alone. This may not be what you call home. Can't you rest for a moment? Gun shooting star in the night. Another place, another day. Counting the times that I have counted on your promises. My love is strong, my hope is wearing thin. Can't fight the current of love's fear again. I feel it pulling, threatening to rush away. It might begin. Thank you. Blue. We did this first set, but we'd like to try it again for you. Written just for this group, by me.
Yeah.
I'm open to title suggestions as well. I did not know there was a minor blues called Blue Lights. So this is called Blue Light. Thank you.
You're listening to the group lineup playing at Tula's during the Earshot Festival, which took place this fall, co-led by Mark Taylor and Don Clement. We've just heard them playing Blue Light by Don Clement. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Don Clement.
We're going to close out with a song for you called My Ideal. We hope you have a fabulous evening. Happy Halloween, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. We love you. We'll see you again.
Thank you, Tula's.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Tula's staff. Thank you, Jim Wilkie, for recording. All right. Will I ever find the one in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe he's a dream, and yet he may be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Will I pass him by and never even know that he is my ideal? La da 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 dee dee dee. Just around the corner, waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Oh, will I pass him by and never even know that he is mine? My Mark Taylor, Russ Johnson, Phil Sparks, Byron Van Oy, Don Clement. We are lineup. Woo!
You've been listening to music from a concert during the Earshot Jazz Festival recorded at Tula's with the group Lineup, part of the Earshot Jazz Festival recorded this fall at Tula's. We hope you've enjoyed the music. Looking forward to some more upcoming appearances by the group. They'll be playing at Tula's again this month on Tuesday the 29th between Christmas and New Year's. Hope you can get out to hear them then. And they're also looking forward to some regular appearances at Tula's in the new year. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. I'd like to mention a few items on the jazz calendar, including some things going on this afternoon. Michael Powers is playing holiday jazz at the Marine View Church near Tacoma, Browns Point, this afternoon, starting at 5 until 7 for Michael Powers' holiday jazz. Jose Gonzalez Trio is doing a Charlie Brown Christmas at Cornish tonight, starting with a cocktail party at 6 o'clock. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3, the North Seattle Big Band tonight at 7:30, and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at 8:30, all three of those big bands playing at Tula's this afternoon and tonight. Monday night at Tula's, Triska Decca Band, David Marriott's 13-piece band, will be playing. Tuesday and Wednesday, the Charlie Hunter Trio is going to be at Jazz Alley. Roadside Attraction plays Tuesday at Tula's and Thomas Marriott's Septet, that's apostrophe C-E-P-T-E-T, will be playing at the Royal Room on Wednesday. In Tacoma on Wednesday, Rich Wetzel's Big Band Christmas dinner and concert at the Temple Theater on Wednesday night. Looks like a really special show. The Eastside Jazz Club presents their Christmas concert with Gail Pettis and Susan Pascal Quartet on Thursday, and that will be at Resonance Theater in Bellevue. Very nice place for music. The New York Voices open at Jazz Alley on Thursday night. They'll play there nightly through Sunday for a show at 7:30 nightly. The Alex Dugdale Ensemble plays Friday night at Tula's. Greg Williamson Quartet will be at Boxley's. and Mark Lewis and Overton Berry team up at Casa Mexico in Keyport on Friday. And Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra will be playing at Third Place Commons on Friday night. That's in Lake Forest Park. They'll start at 7:30. Lots of good things coming up in the holiday season. Check your jazz calendars to be sure. There's a jazz calendar at kplu.org, and also a very complete calendar can be found at earshot.org. Here's some music from Michael Powers' Christmas album. He's playing at Marine View Church this afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock. And that's our music for today. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you'll be back with us again next week when we will have the Mark Seals Trio in concert from a performance recorded this past week at the Seattle Art Museum and the Art of Jazz series. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.5.